11 total field goals tonight. So when you do that, it makes it really, really tough on your defense. And honestly, we had them at 46 points with a couple minutes left. And before the game, if you'd have told me, you know, hold them to 46, I would have said we'd have a really good chance to win, but we just didn't do enough offensively to get there.
Well, you nearly dug out of that 11-point hole in the first half. You got it to 3 just before halftime. They did stretch it back to 6, but you were right in that game up until about that point.
Yeah, we were. We had a couple unforced turnovers, took our point guard out. Kids run down the court. We throw it in. They turn it over, get a bucket, and then had another one that they didn't score off of. But just kind of lost our focus a little bit. And we're not going to make any excuses, but we played 6 games in 8 days, and you could see it tonight. I mean, we were just dead, and our shots weren't there. And like I said, it is what it is. Everybody's kind of been in that boat. That's not why we lost, but I think it definitely played a toll on our legs for sure.
One of the offensive highlights for tonight was Jade Ross with the 4 three-pointers. Did hit some nice shots for you.
She did. She's been stepping up all year. Last year, a huge role player for us, and this year really stepped up, averaged 12 points a game, our leading scorer, and has really improved her shot, and she's going to be a big leader for us going into next year.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but tell us a little bit about what the senior class has meant for your team, the success you've had in the past few years.
Yeah, they've all been a part of our program, and we've had a lot of wins the last 4 years, probably the most wins in season history in the last 4 years for those seniors. And Madison Wendling, outstanding teammate, you know, works hard in practice every day. Didn't get a lot of minutes throughout the season, but she's just a great kid. And Abby Ellison's one of the best role players I've ever had. Doesn't hurt you when you're out there and is strong with the ball. And then Aubrey, obviously, has scored a lot of points in her career and just been an outstanding kid and a good leader for us, and we're going to miss all 3 of them.
You do have a lot of talent returning next year, though, so things aren't totally bare for you.
Yeah, for sure. It should be exciting this summer, and we're looking forward to it next year.
Coach, I appreciate your time for joining us. I know it's tough after a loss, but have a safe trip home and go with your squad next season.
All right. Thanks for all you guys do. Appreciate it.
Thank you. John Weaver joining us, head coach of Clark County. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with game 2 of our doubleheader coming up in Rose City and Highland next here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Husqvarna has always been known for industry-leading quality. Now they offer you industry-leading warranties as well at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City. Now, when you purchase select Husqvarna zero-turn mowers, you'll be covered for up to 5 years. Plus, they offer low monthly payment financing. Husqvarna zero-turn features wide cutting decks, high cutting speeds, and durable construction that make even the biggest jobs a breeze. Cover more ground this year and get covered for up to 5 years with Husqvarna zero-turn mowers. 0% for 48 months available at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City.
Do you wish you could afford a four-wheel drive tractor that has great maneuverability, advanced control, superb performance, a cab with panoramic luxury, and is still economical to operate? Go on over to Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green in Monroe City, your authorized Kubota tractor dealer, and they'll make your wish come true with an M6 Series Kubota tractor from 82 to 114 horsepower. That's Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green in Monroe City. Meyer Implement, where your business is always appreciated, and it has been since 1939.
And welcome back. We got to a quick start. Lauren Merrill, a quick bucket. Off the open cap, 2-0 in favor of Highland. We'll set the stars for you here momentarily. Monroe City with the ball into the front court, top of the key. Ball swung to the left side of the floor. Driving into the lane from the right side. The shot is up and in for Bailey Hayes. It's tied at 2. Highland again in the front court, near side of the floor. 3 on the way by Johnson. Bang. Addie Johnson. It's Caitlin Benson, Lauren Merrill, Kennedy Flanagan, Addie Johnson, Becca Scott for Highland. They're in the dark uniforms. They're going right to left. Monroe City. You got Judah Summers Kelly Dyer, Bailey Hayes, Warren Youngblood, and Bailey Hayes on the floor. And following a turnover, it is back to Highland basketball. First minute, 5-2 in favor of Highland. Ball swung right side. Shot won't go. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Up the floor. Shot no good by Dyer. Ball deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. 5-2 Highland, 7:04 remaining here in the first quarter. Into the front court for Highland on the dribble. It's Caitlin Benson. She'll swing it right side, comes into the high post for Flanagan. It drives the lane. Stripped of the ball, goes out of bounds. It will be Monroe City ball. And Youngblood will inbound to Dyer. Into the front court. Dyer. Swung to the near side. Fit a lane. And the jumper won't go for Bailey Hayes. Rebound controlled by Monroe City from the front court near side. Merrill has her shot deflected, taken away by Judah Summers. Summers will get it into the front court. 4 minutes. Monroe City drives, splits two defenders off the window. Good. Summers' first bucket. And it's 5-4. Ball comes to the near side of the floor, comes back out. Merrill with it, fell for a foul to be thrown to Monroe City. Inbounds pass it from Hayes, the junior, on the near sideline. She'll get it into Dyer. Dyer front court, left side of the floor for Hayes, the sophomore. Back up top of the key. Left side again. Hayes, the sophomore, with it. Near side of the floor for Hayes, the junior. Back left side of the floor for Youngblood. Drives the lane, kicks back out. Hayes, the junior, left side of the floor. Driving the lane from the right side. Shot is blocked out of bounds. They will stay with Monroe City as the sophomore is rejected. Ball goes in the left corner. And Dyer is called for a travel. And Monroe City is going to make some substitutions real quick. They're going to get Clara Minor, Lila Yeager, and Riley Quinn. 5:51 remaining here in the first quarter. Highland leading 5-4. Shots will get it into the front court. Near side of the floor for Johnson. Johnson feeds it low post. Shot too strong by Scott. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Dyer with it. Gets into the front court. Near side for Yeager. She'll find Summers top of the key right side. Feeds in the low post. Around jumper from the left side. Won't go for Quinn. Rebound controlled by Highland. Long pass to the front court, near side for Addie Johnson. Gives it back up top of the key. Benson swings the right side. Three coming from the right corner. Won't go for Merrill. Rebound controlled by Summers in traffic. She'll leave it. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Monroe City as it was knocked away by Addie Johnson. Dyer will bring it into the front court for Lady Panthers. Leaves a left side for Minor. Minor dribbling to the right, beats to the right corner. Dyer with it. Gets it back out. Minor. Here at the top of the key, dribbling left. Now back to her right, beats to the right side. Summers with it, working to the baseline. Johnson going for a steal. Ball knocked loose. Summers goes to the floor with the ball. Her pass was kicked. And it's going to stay with Monroe City. 4:46 remaining here in the first quarter. Highland leading 5-4. Highland won the regular season matchup 62-54 a couple weeks ago. Said last week. Ball comes out left side. Three on the way is left off target to the right. And a rebound controlled by Highland. Driving the lane. Benson shot left short. Foot back off the window is good by Kennedy Flanagan. 7-4 in favor of Highland. Dyer into the front guard right side. Back to Dyer top of the key. And she travels. Took an extra step. Highland basketball. Merrill will inbound from the near sideline. She'll get it into Benson. Benson will get it into the front court. Back to the near side for Merrill. Off to her left, finds Scott near the corner. Looking for someone to pass to. Gives it back out to Merrill. Now right side of the floor, Benson with it. Back to the near side once more. Merrill holds the ball overhead. Left side, Scott will feed it to the baseline. Feeds it inside. Shot left short for the foul call. It's going to put Flanagan at the line to shoot two. And the foul call of Riley Quinn. That'll be her first. Team foul number one on Monroe City. 4:01 left in the first quarter. Highland leading 7-4. Flanagan's first free throw is good. 6'1", senior. Has 3 points tied for team high right now with Addie Johnson. Second free throw on its way is good. Flanagan with 4. 9-4 in favor of Highland. 3:56 remaining in the first quarter. Miner curling right. Near side for Yeager. Back to the left side of the floor for Quitt. Drives the lane. Runner for 12. Draws a foul. Hit on the arm by Scott. That'll be her first team foul, number one. 3:47 remaining in the first quarter. It's 9-4 at the line. Riley Quinn, 5.2 points per game. It's the first. 50% free throw shooter coming in. Second free throw on its way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Grabbed by Dyer. Dribbles out. Passes to Miner. Back to Dyer in the corner. Long pass to the near side of the floor. Yeager with it. At the wing. Feeds inside. Ball deflected. Ends up grabbed by Summers. Drives to the basket. Puts second in. Picked up the loose ball. The key about 8 feet out. Spun to a right. Took it to the hole. 9-7. 3:27 remaining in the first quarter. Merrill with it. Let's ball overhead. Feeds in the left corner. Back into the high post. Deflected. Summers with a loose ball. Monroe City can tie with a 2 on this trip. And a whistle. Timeout taken by Monroe City. 3:13 remaining in the first quarter. Highland leading 9-7 back in 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Miner inbounds to Dyer. Monroe City getting to the front court, down 2. Coming up on 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Ball fed into the lane. Shot off the window, up and in with tied. Count the basket for Riley Quinn. We're tied at 9. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. Your side, Benson. Ports it into the lane for Flanagan. Back to the right side. 3 on the way. Bang! Lauren Merrill with 5 points. 12-9 in favor of Highland. 2:38 and counting left in the first quarter. Front court left side. 3 coming from the left wing. Count that one. 3-pointer by Hallie Dyer. We're tied at 12. Long pass into the near corner. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Panthers' ball. Back into the game. Hayes, and Youngblood. Youngblood will inbound. Dyer will get it into the front court. Left side of the floor for Hayes the junior. Here's time for Hayes the sophomore. Works in the lane. Shot attempt by Youngblood was blocked. He chases it down on the baseline near side. Gives it back up top of the key. Hayes the junior will find Hayes the sophomore. Back to Hayes the junior left side. Comes back out to Dyer. Here's time for Youngblood. Curling to her left. He's in the low post, and a foul is going to be called. This is on Merrill as her first, team foul number 2. Inbounds pass comes near side, Youngblood, near the right wing. Brings it back out. In the free throw line, that takes the runner from 12 to the key, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Kennedy Flanagan for Highland. Tied at 12, 1:43 remaining in the first. Ball comes left corner, reversed out. 3 on the way by Johnson, off the rim short. Long rebound. Johnson will chase down to the other sideline. 3 coming from the right wing now. Will not go this time for Flanagan. This ball picked up by Monroe City. Into the front court. Ball fed the low post. Comes back up and in for Hallie Dyer. And Monroe City leads for the first time, 14-12. 1:17 remaining in the first quarter. Ball swung right side. 3 on the way. Off the rim. Will not go for Benson. Rebound controlled underneath the basket. A foul is going to be called. That's Monroe City's Riley Quinn. That is her second personal. Team foul number 2. At the line, Addie Johnson. First free throw is good. Excuse me, Merrill at the line. She has six. Summers will come back in, replacing Riley Quinn. Merrill with 6 points, the 5'7 junior. Second free throw off the rim and rolls in. She has seven now to lead all scores. We're tied at 14. Fourth tie here in the first quarter. 105 remaining. Front court, Dyer at the right wing. Long pass left side of the floor for Gunsluck. Up to the top of the key to the free throw line. Spins back to her left. Her shot was partially blocked and taken away. Highland, long outlet pass into the front court right side. And the ball deflected back into the backcourt. Both teams will chase after it. Finally chased down by Benson. And they're called a violation. The officials are going to get together on this. That was tipped into the backcourt, and this is going to be overridden. Well, no. They're not going to override the call. They're going to call a violation. Miss Felina Neiman wants an explanation. I agree with her. That ball was tipped. She's not going to get the call, though. 14-0, 45 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes here corner for Hayes, the junior. She'll find Hayes, the sophomore. Drives the lane off the glass. Too strong. Rebound controlled by Becca Scott. Into the front court. Pass comes left corner. Merrill dribbles once, gives it back up top to Key Scott to the right side. Johnson in the corner. Long pass back to the near side for Merrill. Works into the low post. Shot off the window, up and in for Flanagan. He has six. 16-14 in favor of Highland. 15 seconds remaining in the first. Near side of the floor. Dyer with it. Finds Summers top of the key. Eight left in the quarter. Works it into the lane. The shot by the sophomore Hayes won't go. Rebound Summers. Put back in the buzzer. Good. Data Summers with 6 points after one quarter. It is Monroe City 16, Highland 16. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sinus Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Second quarter start. Monroe City drives to the basket right away. The basket is up and in by Hallie Dyer. She's got seven. It's 18-16 in favor of the Lady Panthers. And we get a foul as Hiley gets the ball into the front court. And now the officials getting together. The foul on Dyer will be her first, team foul number three. 7:44 remaining in the first half. Monroe City leading 18-60. Merrill will inbound to the near sideline. It's into Flanagan. Back to the near side. Merrill into the left corner. Goes back into the high post. Flanagan dribbles once. Takes it from the right side. It's good. Flanagan with eight to lead all scores. 18-all. That is our sixth tie of the game already. Near side is Summers at the wing. Swings it left side. Back into Summers, splits two defenders, off the glass, no good. And the rebound deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Highland ball. 7:19 remaining first half, 18-all. Into the front court, right side, ball fed into the high post, back to the near side, into the low post, deflecting, the whistle's going to be gone. We'll take a kick ball. Highland will maintain possession. Benson will inbound baseline near side. Long pass into the right corner. Three on the way. Bang! The triple by Lauren Mills, her second of the game. She's got 10 points. 21-18 in favor of Highland. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Right side, Youngblood. Long two was partially blocked. Scott will pick up the loose ball following the block. by Kennedy Flanagan. Ball comes back to Flanagan. Near the left wing, drives in the lane, off the window. Too strong, rebound controlled by Monroe City. Grabbed by Youngblood. To the front court, near side. It'll be Hayes, the junior. He's in the low post, Youngblood. And she walked with it. It'll be Highland ball. And checking into the game from Monroe City will be Miner, Jaeger, and Quinn. Highland's going to take a timeout with 6:32 remaining in the first half. 21-18 in favor of the Lady Cougars. Back in 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens. It's taught as part of our high school activities program. And Missouri Good Sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. In regional radio, encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship. Receiving a message brought to you by Michigan Alpha Media. 21-18 in favor of Highland. 6:25 remaining here in the first half. And a steal driving the rack to the other end for Monroe City. Laying it up and in is Dyer. He has 9 points. 21-20. 6:16 remaining in the first half. Ball to the right side. Highland will drive the low post. That's a shot. Block got it back on the baseline. Saved it. Kicks out. Jumper by Merrill won't go. Rebound Judah Summers. Outlet pass goes to Dyer to the front court left side. Drives the rack herself. Scoop shot blocked out of bounds by Kennedy Flanagan. It will stay with Monroe City. And bounce pass left side of the floor. Youngblood keeps it back in the low post. Shot off the window. No travel. Could be called first. That was called on Riley Quinn. 21-20. In favor of Highland. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Near side of the floor. Benson with a drive to the baseline. Stepped on the baseline. Tried to get around two defenders. Now the hero of Monroe City. The Panthers down 1, 5:45 remaining in the first half. Inbounds pass coming to Shire. They get into the front court, the top of the key, finds Summers there. Summers dribbling to her right, feeds it in the corner, back to Summers, the low post right side. Awkward dribble, gets it back out, top of the key, free by Youngblood, or excuse me, by Jaeger, off target, goes out of bounds. And it will be Highland ball, 5:28 remaining in the first half. Into the front court, pass comes left side of the floor. Worked into low post, shot by Scott, was blocked by Quinn, out of bounds. Last touch by Highland, still being Monroe City ball. And Hayes, the junior, will come in, replacing Jaeger. Dyer will bring up the floor. Into the front court, pass goes left side of the floor. Hayes, the junior, to the top of the defensive minor, the right side of the floor, will find Summers. Holds the ball overhead, now dribbles to the left. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Monroe City down one. Summers to the near wing. That's the baseline. Is bumped, and they're going to call a foul on Annie Johnson. Both of her first. Team foul number three. Wiley Jaeger wanted to check in from Monroe City. She'll replace Claire Hines. Bounce pass comes in. Jaeger, quick three off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Highland. It'll be Benson to bring it into the front court. Crosses the timeline, gives it back out. Johnson with it. Beats the pass in the regular, stolen by Monroe City. Quinn comes out there with it. It's left back and into the front court. All the dribbles dying. Near side of the floor now. Jaeger with it. Feeds it into the lane. Shot by Quinn, draws the foul. Scott picks up her second. Quinn will have two free throws. With 4:28 remaining in the first half, Monroe City a chance to tie it up and take the lead at the free throw line. Quinn's a 50% free throw shooter. You're one of two in this game. Misses the first one here. That's 3 points already, averaging 5.2 per contest. Second free throw on its way is good. We're tied, 21 off. Under 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Merrill's pass goes into the right corner. Lob back out to the high post for Flanagan. Back into Flanagan again. Feeds underneath the basket. Benson lays up with her first points. 23-21 in favor of Highland. 4:05 remaining in the first half. Dyer into the front court. Finds Summers dribbling to her right. Here's down on the floor. Jaeger with it. Holds the ball overhead. Looking for help now. Lobs the pass to the baseline for Summers against two defenders. Summers' pass is taken away by Scott, and then Summers commits the foul. Going after the ball, got her with the elbow. That'll be her first, team foul number four. 23-21, 3:46 remaining here in the first half. Front court ball front to the right side of the floor, back into the key. Flanagan with it, near side. Three on the way by Johnson, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Grabbed by Hayes, the junior. She gets the Dyer to the front court. The baseline, Quinn gives it back out. Summers top of the key, drilling to her left. Stops there, needs help. She'll feed it off to her left, back to the near side of the floor now. Jaeger, 14 remaining in the half. Pop pass into the key, deflected to the right side. Hayes, the junior, works it back inside. Quinn shot, partially blocked by a couple of Highland players, deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be Highland ball. 3:04 remaining in the first half. Lenny Cougars leading 23-21. First court near side, it's Merrill with it. Into the high post for Flanagan. Drives the lane, jumper from eight, blocked by Summers. Loose ball picked up by Dyer. Into the front court, drives the lane right side, and we're tied. Dyer with a game high 11 right now. We're tied at 23. All that's the eighth tie here in the first half. Top of the key, Scott for three. Off the rim right, no good. Rebound by Hayes, the junior, and a timeout taken by Monroe City. 2:35 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 23, back in 30 seconds here on Press at CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tina at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. Well, it's that time of year. Farmers Elevator will be offering substantial savings to our beef producers wanting to book and or prepay mineral to be used in 2019. All products will be mix and match. This means that you will be able to book the mineral you need for the different seasons and herd needs. The minimum for a booking is 500 pounds and any combination of our high-quality minerals. Additional discounts will be available for larger quantities and also for cash payment at time of booking. Take advantage of the mineral savings today by giving Rusty a call at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City.
Monroe City with the ball, 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Tied at 23. Front court, left side. Hayes, the junior, has it knocked in the backcourt. It is going to be a violation. Highland will get it on the turnover. 2:23 remaining in the first. Merrill inbound, midcourt on the far sideline. Gets it back in the front court. Benson with it, dribbles to the free throw line. Runner in the lane from 12, spins out of the cylinder. No good. Summers with a strong rebound. Long pass to the front court, near side for Dyer. Dyer strong to the rack. Lets her defender pass. The jumper up and in. Dyer with 13. Monroe City has the lead again. 25-23. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Right side in the corner. Benson looking for help. Gives it back out. Merrill with it near the top of the key. Feeds it back in. Turnaround jumper won't go for Flanagan. Loose ball to the near side. Gabby Brown in the game. Saves it on the baseline. Kicks out. Three on the way. Will not go for Flanagan. Rebound this time. Controlled by Monroe City. 1:40 left in the half. Dyer in the front court. She'll find Summers top of the key. Spins to her left. In the lane. Has a blocker to call a foul. The foul is on Merrill. That's her second personal, team foul number five on the Lady Cougars. It's 1:33 remaining in the first half. First free throw is no good by Summers. She has 6 points, averages 22.2 per game, only a 58% free throw shooter this season. Second free throw is good. She has 26-23. Largest lead for Monroe City, a minute and a half remaining in the first half. Ball to the high post. Flanagan back to the near side. Back into Flanagan again. She travels. Lady Panthers ball, 125 remaining in the half. Monroe City leading 26-23. Dyer will get it into the front court. Top of the key. Pass comes right side. Summers at the wing. Feeds it back into the lane. Nothing there. Hayes will give it back out. Now back to the near side. Hayes, the junior at the wing. Gives it back up top of the key. Ball to flick it back out to Summers at the wing. Drives in past three defenders. Lost the ball off her leg. We'll have a scrum on the floor. They'll call a held ball. And it's going to go to Highland on the arrow with a minute two remaining in the first half. And for Monroe City, Riley Quinn will come back in, replacing Jada Summers. And check in for Highland, Becca South back in the game. She'll replace Gabby Brown. Final minutes of the first half. Highland with the ball down three, front court left corner. Nothing there. Going to the right side, into low post. Scott off the window, got the ball. Becca Scott gets the first point. 26-25, 45 seconds left in the half. Monroe City with the ball up one. Near the free throw line. Gunblood kicks it back out. Ball swung the left side, driving in, and a foul is going to be called. Scott making contact with Hayes, the sophomore. That's going to be her third personal. Oh, her tall activity Flanagan. Excuse me, that's going to be her first. It'll be a break for Highland. First free throw. Gets the roll for Hayes, the sophomore. 6.5 points per game. 67% free throw shooter on the season. Her second free throw also gets the roll in off the hill. 28-25 in favor of Monroe City. 34.1 seconds remaining in the first half. Benson into the front court. Pass comes in the left corner. Johnson gets it back out. Benson top of the key. Going to the right side. Three on the way by Merrill. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Highland. A foul on the footback is going to bring up two free throws. The foul was called on Youngblood. That's her first. Team foul number five. And the senior Becca Scott at the free throw line. Trying to cut into a three-point deficit with 18.4 seconds remaining in the first half. The first free throw short. The first missed free throw by the Lady Cougars. She'll have one more attempt coming. Second free throw on its way. Off the heel and rolls in. She has 3 points now. 28-26. 15 seconds remaining in the half. And the pass Ains was looking for. Loose ball picked up by Highland. Driving the other way. Scoop shot. Deflected out of bounds. Will stay with Highland. Merrill has deflected away with 7.1 seconds left. Benson will trigger. Baseline near side. They're down two. Comes near side. Bring it away by Merrill. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Finally, now still tied up. And finally, with 6/10 of a second left, the foul's going to be called. Reaching in was Hayes, the junior. That'll be her first. Team foul number six. Highland will inbound with 4/10 of a second remaining in the half. From the baseline, top of the key, three at the buzzer, good if it goes, and it's missed. Scott couldn't get the call at the half. It's Monroe City, 28, Highland, 26. We'll take a two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Press, KRES Mobile, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seidenstruckers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstruckers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
And welcome back to Centralia. J.B. Conley with you here on Superstation Crest. Halftime of Game 2 of our doubleheader. Monroe City League Highland by a score of 28-26. And take a look at first half stats. Monroe City led by Hallie Dyer with 13 points. Jada Summers with 7. Riley Quinn and Bailey Hayes, the sophomore, with 4 each. Highland led by Lauren Merrill with 10. Kennedy Flanagan with 8. 3 each for Addie Johnson, Beckett Scott, and 2 for Caitlin Benson. We had 8 ties and 5 lead changes in the first half. Monroe City was 4 of 7 from the free throw line, and Highland was 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. The winner of this game will get Palmyra on Saturday. Palmyra 51-35 win game 1 over Clark County. Tomorrow night on Glory 97, we'll have the boys' semifinals from here in Centralia. We'll have Monroe City versus Hallsville game 1, coverage starting at 5:45, tip at 6, followed by Palmyra and Centralia. Those games tomorrow night on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com. Also tomorrow night, we will have Moberly High girls and boys regular season action home against Marshall. Brad will have the call, coverage on Quick starting at 6:15. Here on Crest, we'll have the Class 2 semis from Schuyler County, both girls and boys, starting with Milan Knox County Boys, followed by the Scotland County South Shelby Girls, Princeton Scotland County Boys, and Knox County Princeton Girls, coverage starting at 4:20 tomorrow afternoon on Crest. We'll have more basketball for you Friday and Saturday night as well, Saturday afternoon. On Quick Saturday, we'll have 3 college games for you. Truman women and men will be at Quincy. Brad Hankler will call. Coverage starting at 12:45. I'll have game 3, that triple header, as the Greyhounds finish out the regular season at West Plains. Pre-game 6:50. Tip at 7 o'clock Saturday night on Quick and CentralMoInfo.com. And we've got our first Cardinals spring training game of the year Sunday afternoon here on Crest. They'll take on Washington. Coverage starting at 11:45 here on the Superstation. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer. Roby Building Supply, Farmers Elevator and Exchange. The Monroe City R1 School District. The Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County. Meyer Implement of Monroe City and Bowling Green. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kurtzville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. 28-26, the score here at the half. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you're showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. 28-26, the score. We will take a 2-minute break and be back with the second half. Monroe City up by 2. In our second girls semi of the night here from Centralia, you're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Check out the latest in colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you will find just the right color for your home or office. The 2019 Benjamin Moore Color of the Year is Metropolitan AF-690. It presents a soothing state of mind with its neutral spectrum. Comforting and composed, its elegance is effortless. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
And welcome back to Centralia as we get ready for the start of the second half here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Monroe City leading by a score of 28-26. Highland led by as many as 5 in the first half. And the Panthers run by as many as 3. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle, Show Me Showdown 2019. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 7th through the 9th at the JQH Arena at Historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at the Show Me Showdown 2019. For game information, log on to mission.org. The Panthers in the white uniform, still Nimble's black trim. They'll be going right to left here in the second half. Highlands in dark uniforms, dark Nimble's white trim, going left to right. And it will be Monroe City ball to start the second half. Highland going with Benson, Merrill, Flanagan, Johnson, and Scott. They're starting five back out there. Inbounds pass will come in from Bailey Hayes, the junior, to get into Dyer. Bailey Hayes, the sophomore out there, along with Summers. And Youngblood, Summers, really in the right corner. Spins to her right now, stops, feeds it back to the right side. Hayes, the sophomore, has her pass deflected back to her, goes underneath the basket, is fouled. The Highland foul is on Patty Johnson. That is her second personal, team foul number one. Inbounds pass right side in the corner. Hayes, the sophomore, under the basket, comes to the near side. Dyer for three off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and grabbed by Highland. It's pulled down by Merrill into the front court near side. It's Flanagan with it, has it knocked out of her hands. Loose ball picked up by Dyer from Monroe City. Lady Panthers by two, first minute of the second half. On the right corner, Hayes, the sophomore, traveled with it. Looks like she caught it after she came to a standstill, but the official didn't see it that way. And it will be Highland basketball. Into the front court, Benson with it. Into the high post for Scott, near side. Turnaround jumper by Flanagan. She's fouled with a shoot two. Monroe City foul was called on Hayes Summers. That'll be her second personal team foul number one. Flanagan with 8 points. It's the first. 20 28-27 with 7:07 remaining. Second free throw on its way is also good. She has Denver tied again, ninth tie in the game, 28-all. Into the front court will be Dyer, crossing the timeline. Gives the high post, Summers with it. Probably to her right. Jumper from 6 feet on the right side, no good. Got her on rebound. The putback won't go either. This time, ball deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Monroe City ball. Now he's going to change it. No, he is going to give it to Monroe City. He pointed the other way momentarily. Does come in near side of the floor. On the dribble is Youngblood, and now she's going for a travel. Goes back to Highland. Into the front court, now it's going to the near side of the floor, Merrill. Into the right corner, gives it back out. At the free throw line, Scott has a pass deflected, got back in her hands, and lost on the floor. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Scott on the baseline. It will be Monroe City ball, 6:34 remaining in the third quarter. We're tied at 28. Dribbling up the floor will be Hallie Dyer. Front court right side, she'll find Hayes the junior, top key for Summers. Holds the ball. Finds Hayes the sophomore, dribbling to her right, pass into the right corner. Hayes the junior, open for a three, too strong, rebound controlled by Highland. Cleaning the glass with Flanagan. Into the front court is Benson, drives the lane, off the window, too strong, rebound Summers. She'll give it off, and Dyer will bring it into the front court, long pass right side. Hayes the junior gives it back out to Dyer. Into the high post, turnaround jumper from 12 feet, good by Youngblood. Her first point, 30-28, 5:51 remaining in the third quarter. Benson will get it into the front court, right side of the floor from Merrill. Into the right corner, three on the way. Pops out of the cylinder, no good. Loose ball, fought for. Highland gets it back, and then Summers will rip it away. We'll have a tie-up. Off that missed three attempt by Johnson. With the arrow, he'll stay with Highland. 5:35 remaining in the third quarter, 30-28. Inbounds pass comes into the right corner for Benson. Gives it up to the top of the key. Into the lane, now back out. Swing to the left corner. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Scott can't hang on to it. Loose ball picked up by Hayes, the junior. Into the front court. Drives the lane off the glass. It's good. Her first point. 32-28, largest lead for Monroe City, 5:15 remaining in the third quarter. Near side, Merrill. He's in the right corner for Scott. Gives it back out to the near side of the floor for Benson. Back in the right corner again. Merrill for three. Left it short off the rim. Rebound, Summers. She'll find Dyer into the front court, far sideline. Long pass to left side. Hayes the junior for three. Too strong. Rebound on the weak side, controlled by Youngblood. She'll dribble out. Takes it back near midcourt, chased by Benson. She'll find Dyer, right corner for Summers. Long pass to the near side. Hayes the sophomore finds Youngblood in the lane. Shot won't go. Hayes the junior's putback is good. She has four. The timeout taken by Highland with 4:39 remaining in the third quarter. Monroe sitting on a 6-0 run. They lead 34-28 back in 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Tomorrow night, Eric Duke will be here for the boys' semifinals. Monroe City versus Hallsville, Palmyra versus Centralia. Coverage starting at 5:45 on our sister station, 97.3 KTCM. Lady Panthers on a 6-0 run, leading 34-28, 4:39 remaining in the third quarter. Kaylin Benson will bring up the floor for the Lady Cougars. Into the front court, left side of the floor. She'll give it off for Flanagan, left side. Now Scott out near the top of the key. Gets back left side of the floor. Benson feeds it inside. Shot by Flanagan, won't go. And Summers rips the rebound away from her. She'll get off to Dyer into the front court. Gives it back to Summers at the jump circle. Near side. Hayes the junior feeds the Dyer, the scoring back out to Summers, top of the key. 4:08 remaining, third quarter. Right side of the floor. Hayes the sophomore dribbling. Picks it up. sent it to the baseline. She was looking for Youngblood to cut, but Youngblood didn't make the cut quickly enough, and it goes out of bounds. Midway point of the third quarter, 34-28 favor of Monroe City. Benson front court left side, spins to her right, shot partially blocked, loose ball taken away by Monroe City. Youngblood into the front court. Tries to lay left side, pieces to the right side, jumper from 6 feet left short by Hayes, the junior, loose ball picked up by Scott for Highland. So you're to the front court left side. Johnson feeds to the baseline. Jumper will not go. Rebound controlled by Monroe City off the miss by Merrill. And pass is stolen right back by Johnson. And then thrown out of bounds. She was looking for Benson on the far sideline. He wasn't expecting it. She drilled it out of bounds. Monroe City ball. 34-28. 3:25 remaining. Right side, Summers. Bounce pass into the corner. Three on the way by Youngblood. Bang! She has five. It's a 9-point lead for the Lady Panthers. 3:11 remaining in the third. Three at the other end. Bang! By Kaylin Benson. 37-31. 3:05 left. Dyer into the front court. Ball fed right corner. Youngblood with it. Dribbles back out around the arc. Has a deep off the right wing. Feeds into the corner. Hayes, the sophomore, finds Hayes, the junior, top of the key. Dribbles to her right, finds Jada Summers. Back to the free throw line. Hayes, the sophomore, takes the free throw line. Jumper partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Highland into the front court left side. To the rack. Johnson shot no good. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Dyer to the front court. Drives the lane. Shot off the window's good. Dyer with 15, 39-31 with 2:20 remaining. Top of the key, Benson with it, dribbling to her left. Gets to the baseline, out the corner, feeds it back out. Johnson near the top, the key working right, feeds it right corner. Ball worked back inside, dished off Scott, lays up in, the assist by Flanagan. Scott with five, 39-33, 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Dyer will cross at midcourt. Working to her right now. Gets to the arc. Gets inside the arc. Her shot off the glass too strong. She was fouled by Caitlin Benson, who picks up her first. Team foul number two. 1:48 remaining. Here's the third quarter. It's 39-33. First free throw rattles home. Dyer was 16. She's averaging 12 points per game this year. 56% free throw shooter on the season. Jaeger back into the game for Monroe City. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Highland. Into the front court. It's Flanagan. Gives it back left side. Three on the way. Bang! Addie Johnson, second three of the night. 40-36. 1:35 remaining in the third. Dyer to the front court. She'll find Summers dribbling to her right. Gets to the baseline. Runner off the glass. Left it short. Gets her own rebound. Dribbles twice in traffic. Three defenders on her. Shot block out of bounds. She'll stay with Monroe City with 1:20 remaining. Quinn is also in the game for Monroe City. Inbounds pass comes to the near side. Hayes, the junior, back in the corner for Dyer. Long pass to the right side. Long pass back to the left side for Dyer. Back up top of the key. Hayes, the junior, for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Highland. 1:05 remaining. Here in the third quarter. Fed into Flanagan. Shot left short, but she's fouled. Two free throws coming up. Summers picks up her third. 59.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Kennedy Flanagan with 10 points, 4-4 from the free throw line, trying to cut it to 3 or even 2. The first free throw is no good. Highland is now 7-9 from the free throw line tonight. One more attempt coming up. The second free throw on its way is good. She has 11. Down to a 3-point game. Final minute of the third quarter, 40-37 in favor of Monroe City. Summers at the free throw line, dribbles to her right. Still dribbling around the arc. Gets to the wing, picks up her dribble, feeds to the high post, and a foul could be called. Reaching in for Highland was Merrill, that's her third. Flanagan, excuse me, fell for the foul as her second. Inbounds pass to the right side. Quick three on the way. Will not go for Yeager. And a foul on the rebound against Monroe City. Call on Dyer will be her second. 40.7 seconds remaining third quarter. Highland down three with the ball. Benson into the front court. Dribbles to her left. Pass goes left side of the floor. Nothing there for Gabby Brown. Now Brown gets it back at the left wing. She's into the corner. 24 seconds left before the fence near midcourt. Back to left corner. Three on the way for the tie. Is no good. Rebound on the near side. Chased down by Hayes, the junior, but she saves Daddy Johnson. Johnson in the lane. Tries to force a pass. We'll have a foul call. The crowd's not going to like that. Foul's on Hayes, the junior, her second. Team foul number four. 11 seconds left in the quarter. Near corner, Benson up to the top of the key. Fed back inside. Jumper up and in by Kennedy Flanagan. And 13. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Two, one, three. At the buzzer, no good by Yeager. Drew Iron but missed. After three quarters, it's Monroe City 40. Highland 39. We'll be back in 60 seconds on press and centralmoinfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Welcome back. We start the fourth quarter. Monroe City with the ball is deflected right on bounds, and the Panthers will inbound again. They're up 140-39 into the high post. Hayes, the sophomore, has two defenders. Finds Summers, top of the key. Drives the lane right side to the racker. Shot up and in. With the Summers with nine. 42-39 in favor of Monroe City. 7:38 remaining. Driving the lane the other end. Benson off a little bit through it. Caleb Benson with seven. 42-41. Dyer into the front court. On pass to the near side. Finds Hayes, the junior. Near side for Summers. Holds the ball over her head. Off to her left for Hayes, the sophomore. Back out to Dyer, top of the key. Near side, Youngblood at the wing. Dribbles to her right. Kicks the left elbow. Kicks back to the near side for Hayes, the junior. Ball swung right side. Hayes, the sophomore at the wing. Feeds it low post. Shot by Youngblood. Too strong. She should have settled herself down. Instead, fired up an off-balance shot. Highland with the rebound. 7 minutes left. Into the front court, Benson. Feeds it right side. Three on the way. Bang! Addie Johnson hits her third of the night. 44-42 in favor of Highland. 6:51 remaining. At the other end, Dyer gives it back out to Youngblood. Near the top of the key. Near side. And a timeout will be taken by Chevy Leonard. With 6:41 remaining. It is 44-42 in favor of Highland, back in 30 seconds here on press at centralmoinfo.com.
Husqvarna has always been known for industry-leading quality. Now they offer you industry-leading warranties as well at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City. Now, when you purchase select Husqvarna zero-turn mowers, you'll be covered for up to 5 years. Plus, they offer low monthly payment financing. Husqvarna zero-turn features wide cutting decks, high cutting speeds, and durable construction that make even the biggest jobs a breeze. Cover more ground this year and get covered for up to 5 years with Husqvarna zero-turn mowers. 0% for 48 months available at Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City.
And welcome back, J.B. Conley with you. 6:41 remaining fourth quarter. Highland leading Monroe City 44-42, our second semifinal of the night on the girls' side. Class 3, District 13 at Centralia. Monroe City with the ball coming out of the timeout. Hayes, the junior, will inbound to Dyer. Finds Summers top of the key. Monroe City with the ball down two. Rice down to the floor, Youngblood. Curling to her left, gets to the free throw line, gives it back out. Ball fed back into Summers. Caught it low, goes up strong, and just one. Got the roll. She ties it up and a chance for a three-point play. The foul was called on Abby Johnson. That'll be a third. Jada Summers with 11 points. And the free throw gives Monroe City the lead once again. Our seventh lead change of the night, 45-44, in favor of Monroe City. Ball fed to the low post. Inside, finding a turnaround jumper, won't go. Rebound Summers in traffic. She'll dribble out into the front court, right side, Youngblood. Beats it back. Hayes the sophomore near the right elbow. Here's the top of the key for Hayes the junior. Near side of the floor, Youngblood. Finds Summers on the baseline. Two defenders, force against the both. Shot blocked, loose ball. Put back, draws a foul. And that will put Hayes the sophomore at the line. Fouls on Merrill Enser third. First free throw on its way is short for Bailey Hayes. He hit two free throws in the first half, averaging 6.5 points per game as four in this contest. The second free throw is good. Hayes with five. 46-44, 5:56 left. Monroe City with a two-point lead. Ball fed right corner. Three on the way. Bang for Benson. She has 10. That's 47-46. Into the right front court. Jumper off the window. Won't go. Rebound. Fought for control by Monroe City. Fed back out to the near side of the floor. Working to her right. Comes back out. Dyer will find Summers near the top of the key. Dribbling to her left. Near side of the floor. Hayes, the sophomore. Feeds inside. Summers lays it up and in. Summers with 14. And Monroe City takes the lead again. 48-47. Highland's going to take a timeout. We will keep it here with 5:12 remaining. Monroe City leads 48-47. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends, Alpha Media, and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part, keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson. You'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. 48-47. Monroe City with the lead, 5:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. Highland with the ball. Benz will get it into the front court. Left side of the floor will find Merrill. Ball swung into the left corner. Nothing there. Comes back out to Benz. Drives the elbow. Drives the lane. Splits two defenders. Shot left too strong. Rebound controlled by Summers. Outlet pass near side. We'll find Hayes the junior into the front court. Stops her dribble. Now needs help. Long pass back to Dyer on the far side of the floor. 4:48 and counting. Monroe City with the ball up one. Summers top of the key, holds the ball, dribbles to her right, gets in the lane, high off the glass, spins home. Summers with 16, tied for a game high with her teammate, Hallie Dyer. 50-47, 4:33 remaining. Front court left side, three on the way, bang! That triple by Gabby Brown makes it 50 all. That is our 11th tie in the contest. Summers top of the key. She'll lead it off right side of the floor. Long pass to the left side. This is Hayes, the sophomore. Runner won't go. Ball tipped up to the near side from Merrill. 4:05 remaining. It's 50 all. Left side of the floor. Nothing there for Johnson. Gives out top to keeper Scott to the right side of the floor now. Brown feeds it in the right corner. Merrill works it back to Scott. The lane off the window. It's good. Scott with 7 points. 52-50 in favor of Highland. 3:47 remaining. Into the front court. Summers now top of the key. Holds the ball over her head. Trying to direct traffic from there. Now dribbles to her right. Trying to call the offense out. 3:30 remaining. Into the high post for Dyer. Back out to Summers. Near side of the floor. This is Hayes, the sophomore, with it. Hayes it to her left, near the corner for Summers. Back into low post for Hayes, the sophomore. Cuts to her left, off the window, no good. Rebound controlled by Highland, 3:15 remaining. 52-50 in favor of the Lady Cougars. The front court falls one left side. Three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Monroe City. Off that miss, into the front court. Dyer dishes off right side, gets it back. Jumper from 12 feet, won't go. Rebound Highland falling to the floor. A foul's going to be called. That Johnson got the rebound. Was pushed to the floor by Hayes, the sophomore. That is her first. Kennedy Flanagan will come back into the game. Jumper plays Lauren Merrill. 2:57 remaining. Highland holding on to a 52-50 lead. Benson into the front court. Left side of the floor finds Brown. Comes back out to Benson now. Keep on the far sideline. Back to the corner. Another three on the way. Off the rim for Brown. No good. Rebound controlled by Hayes, the sophomore for Monroe City. Dyer into the front court. To the elbow. Kicks to the near side for Youngblood. Youngblood spins back to her left. Kicks out to the corner. Dyer for three in the lead. Off the rim. No good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Hayes, the junior. Riley Quinn comes in to replace Hayes, the sophomore. 2:29 left, 52-50 in favor of the Lady Cougars. They won the regular season game 62-54 a little over a week ago. Actually, a week ago tonight. And we get a foul call. Ball's worked into the key. This will go against Riley Quinn. That's going to be your third personal foul. Team foul number six. Ball swung left side into the corner. Another three on the way. Bang! That is Addie Johnson in your fourth three of the night. It's 55-50 with 2:04 left. And a timeout taken by Monroe City. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you wish you could afford a four-wheel drive tractor that has great maneuverability, advanced control, superb performance, a cab with panoramic luxury, and is still economical to operate? Go on over to Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green in Monroe City, your authorized Kubota tractor dealer, and they'll make your wish come true with an M6 Series Kubota tractor from 82 to 114 horsepower. That's Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green in Monroe City. Meyer Implement, where your business is always appreciated, and it has been since 1939.
Here in Centralia, Highland leading Monroe City 55-50. We've had 11 ties and 10 lead changes in this one. Monroe City led by Jada Summers and Hallie Dyer with 16 each. Highland led by Kennedy Flanagan with 13, Addie Johnson with 12, including 4 threes. Inbounds pass to come in. Dyer in the backcourt, crosses the tie line, working right side, kicks into the right corner. She'll find Hayes, the junior. Works back into the corner. Ball lobbed inside, deflected, loose ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Monroe City. 1:52 remaining. Dyer will trigger. Comes into the near side. Youngblood with it. Dribbling right, dribbling left. Kicks it back to the near side of the floor. Back to the top of the key, and it is nearly stolen by Brown. Fed back to the front court. Right side, Dyer. Back up top of the key. Youngblood holds the ball. 1:39 left. Youngblood gets it back. Dribbling through her left. Near the wing. Feeds it into Summers. On the baseline. Past her defender. Draws the contact. She'll shoot two. The foul on Kennedy Flanagan for third. 1.5 minutes remaining. Summers at the line with 16 points, two of three from the free throw line. First one here is good. She has 17 points. 55-51. Second free throw is also good. That's into a three-point game with 1.5 minutes remaining. 55-52. Benson into the front court. To the top of the key. Works to the left side. High dribble. Call for the carry, and it will be Monroe City ball down three with 1:19 left. Allie Dyer will bring up the floor for the Lady Panthers. We'll find Summers off the key, working to her right. Near the elbow, comes back to her left in the lane. Fires up her shot, it's up and in. Summers with 20, it's a one-point game. As Scott's hard to draw the charge, she's slow to get up. She's all right now. 1 minute left. Island with the ball up one. Benson with it near the top of the key. Dribbling to her right. Back to her left, chased by Youngblood. Gets to the left wing. Island will take some time off the clock if they can. Worked in the lane, stolen by Summers. It's a 2-on-1 the other way. Summers will lob it to the right side. The layup is up and in by Dyer. Monroe City reclaims the lead with 34 seconds left, 56-55. At the other end, jumper on the baseline is good by Benson. 57-56 in favor of Highland. Youngblood on the baseline, 22 seconds left. Monroe City down one, ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Panthers with 19 seconds remaining. And the Lady Panthers will take a timeout. We will take a break as well. 19 seconds left. Highland leading 57-56. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
The winner of this game will play Palmyra Saturday. They won the earlier game at Clark County by a score of 51-35. We have 19 seconds left. Highland leading Monroe City 57-56. That game Saturday will be at 1:30. Monroe City will inbound from the far sideline. Inbounds pass comes into Dyer. Down to 17 seconds left. Takes it out near midcourt. Dribbles across to Logo. Finds Summers between the circles. Down to 11. Summers with the dribble. Guarded by Johnson, works right side, gets to the baseline, underneath the basket with five, shot off the window, good! Summers with 22, 2 seconds left. I think a timeout was called, it was. A timeout was called. Monroe City celebrating, but a timeout was called and granted. They will check the clock. A timeout was called. There will be time put back on the clock. The officials are deciding how much. But Coach Neiman was there asking for a timeout right away as that basket went through for Summers. Monroe City leading by a score of 58-57. They're going to check with each other, decide how much time to put on the clock. They go with 3.7. That may be a little much. I think it went through the basket with two. The decision to put time on the clock is correct. I disagree with how much time they're giving Highland, however. It was about 2 seconds left when Summers hit that basket. She has 22 points, 58-57. So Highland will get one more chance. It'll be Scott to inbound. They will have to go the length of the floor. She'll be defended by Riley Quinn on the inbound pass. Monroe City is lined up man-to-man right now. They're checking how many timeouts are remaining, I believe. No, they're granting a timeout to Highland. They wanted to see how Monroe City planned to defend it. 3.7 seconds showing on the clock. Monroe City leading 58-57. The winner will play Palmyra at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. They're going to check Hayes, the sophomore, into the game in place of Hayes, the junior. Monroe City will. Highland will inbound. They'll have to go the length of the floor, down a point. And the Monroe City cheerleaders being told to stand back. And Scott can run the baseline, calling the main basket the timeout. Inbounds pass will come in near side, drilling in the backcourt. He'll get it to Scott, midcourt, and they run out of time. They did not get a shot off in time. They took too long to run the play. And Monroe City holds on for the win, 58-57, too many passes. Monroe City advances. Highland season comes to an end, 16-4. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back with the postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on Superstation Press and SimpleMoInfo.com.
Side Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Hi, this is Tina at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. Well, it's that time of year. Farmers Elevator will be offering substantial savings to our beef producers wanting to book and or prepay mineral to be used in 2019. All products will be mix and match. This means that you will be able to book the mineral you need for the different seasons and herd needs. The minimum for a booking is 500 pounds in any combination of our high-quality minerals. Additional discounts will be available for larger quantities and also for cash payment at time of booking. Take advantage of the mineral savings today by giving Rusty a call at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Monroe City getting a basket from Jada Summers with under 4 seconds remaining. Knocks off Highland by a score of 58-57. Highland had to get the ball into the front court and one too many passes. They did not get a shot off in time. Monroe City now 19-7 on the year. Highland season comes to an end 16-4. Lady Panthers led by Jada Summers with 22. Callie Dyer had 18. Five each for Lauren Youngblood and Bailey Hayes, the sophomore. Bailey Hayes, the junior, had four, as did Riley Quinn. Highland led by Kennedy Flanagan with 13. Annie Johnson with 12. Lauren Merrill had 10. Caitlin Benson had 9. Becca Scott had 7. Gabby Brown had 6 for Highland. This game we saw 13 lead changes and 11 ties. Monroe City finished the night 9-14 from the free throw line. Highland finishes 5-7 from the charity stripe. Neither team led by double digits at any point. Monroe City got out to 9. In the second half, before Highland came back and reclaimed the lead. Highland led by as many as 5 in this game. And we need to announce our players of the game for both games. Outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobley for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. For game one, there are about 3 different players we give it to, and we're going to give it to Palmyra's Bailey Lovelace, who had 16 points, including 6 of 6 from the free throw line. She and Poe each had 16 points in that game. And for game two, we're going to give it to Jada Summers, 22 points, including the game winner with 4 seconds left. The outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency, and Mobley for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to give Coach Leonard a few moments to get up here. We'll see if Coach Naiman will join us as well. So don't go anywhere yet. Lady Panthers win this one 58-57. Palmyra winning early tonight 51-35. And those two teams will meet here Saturday at 1:30. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses. Thank them for making this broadcast possible. Tri-County Tire, Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer. Roby Building Supply, Farmers Elevator Exchange, Monroe City R1 School District, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all Monroe City. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, Meyer Implement, Monroe City and Bowling Green, Sheraton Valley keep you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, online, Heidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you some exciting basketball here tonight from Centralia. Tomorrow night, the Marshall High girls and boys at Moberly. Brad Boyer will have the call on Quicks, coverage starting at 6:15. Here on Crest, we'll have four games from Schuyler County, all semifinals. The Milan boys against Knox County, Scotland County girls against South Shelby. The Princeton boys against Scotland County, and the Knox County girls will take on Princeton. Ben and Cam will have to call those games on Crest starting at 4:20. The games from here tomorrow, the boys semis, Monroe City versus Hallsville, Palmyra versus Centralia will be on Glory 97. It'll be a 5:45 pregame. Eric Dewitt will have the call of those. We are going to take another two-minute break and extend the postgame show for a little bit longer, see if we can get Coach Leonard to join us, possibly Coach Naiman as well. As the Lady Panthers pull out the winner of Lady Cougars 58-57, back in 2 minutes here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Joining us now is Cody Leonard, head coach of the Monroe City Lady Panthers. A 58-57 win over Highland. Coach, an exciting game. Jada Summers with the winner there at the end. She finished with the game high, 22 points for you.
Yeah, it was, I'm sorry, I'm exhausted. We kind of know what Jada's given us each night. There at the end, we had some big stops on defense. They came down, called timeout, told point guard, let's run it down to 10, and then run a play, been running all night, and told Jada to go win the thing for us, and that's what she did.
She got close to the basket. She may have been a little bit underneath it, but somehow stars make plays like that. She was able to get that shot to fall.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it. She's been doing it for 4 years. She just somehow, if she can get herself near the rim, usually something good's going to happen for us.
The clock ran off. I think they made the right decision to put time back on, but I thought they maybe put a second too much on the clock. I thought it was about two and a half. you were making a case there. I don't think time ran out. What did you see down from your vantage point?
Time didn't run out. I would have felt a lot better if that was a 2 instead of a 3. But whatever. I mean, we did a good job there. I'm actually glad she called timeout so we could actually readjust what we were trying to do on our when they're inbounding to go link to the court. So, I mean, it helped us. I'm just glad we're playing on Saturday right now.
Pressure on both teams there on that final play. Your defense held and able to keep them from getting a shot off.
Yeah. It hadn't worked that way for us a lot this year. But when you got a young team like we do, I mean, outside of Jada, everybody's pretty stinking young. And just did whatever we could to make plays tonight. And, they made a big run there to get up 5, I think, with 2 minutes left. And just told them, lock in. You got to make plays. You want this thing, you got to make plays.
Okay, outscored May 2 over that final 2 minutes. It has to feel pretty good to get that win.
It feels good, yes.
I know you're still enjoying this, but that's all right. Obviously, your thoughts about Palmyra coming up on Saturday.
I mean, they're a good team. Coach Parsons does a great job with them. The first time we played them, we had about a 20-minute practice because it was during that tournament, and the weather has wreaked havoc as it has on everything else. And, we had a lead there in the fourth, and it kind of slipped away with 4 minutes to go, and then played them in conference play a couple weeks later, and I don't think they missed a shot. It almost was laughable. It didn't matter what we did. Everything they threw up was going in. Hope to God they don't shoot like that on Saturday, but we're going to see what we can do to try to slow them down.
Coach, appreciate your time. I know you got other business to take care of. Thank you.
All right, thank you, man.
That's Cody Leonard joining us here on the postgame show. And that is going to do it for our broadcast tonight here on Superstation Crest. Once again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's action. We'd also like to thank you for listening. And, of course, like to thank our producer back at the station tonight as Mark Carter was handling the controls. Our final scores tonight, Palmyra winning 51-35 over Clark County. Monroe City winning a thriller 58-57 over Highland. For all of us here in Centralia, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.